Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministry.
Man, I thought I said, I'm going to be sitting right here. I'm going to have to do it today. Get down there and sit up. Still over here, not down. I was tired, too. I said, ooh, I'm tired today. So anyway, I was, of course, I want to pray about debt, you know, about the cancellation of debt. And, you know, I told, you know, that Denise Montgomery, we prayed about some student loans last week, and Elder Denise, she comes, she said, Denise, I said, huh? She said, I done got my, she said, my student loans, I got a letter in the mail, said my student loans are canceled. I almost ran around this police
department. That's the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Call him Timberlake. That's what I was calling. Sorry. Right on the potato. Oh, my God. I didn't get to come home and take no naps, so I didn't do that. Okay, so anyway, let me go here. This is where I need to go. So I seem like I'm on argument. So I was thinking about for prayer. I wanted to take, you know, fourth course faith community, you know, against criminal activity, wealth and prosperity. And I said, student loan debt cancellation, wealth and riches are in our house, faithful. You know, for us to be faithful, tithers, cheerful givers, good stewards, sowers, prosperity, successful in entrepreneur, as a business owner and homeowner, praying for that. For as a believer, I want to pray for increased faith, repentance, hope, heart after God, and, of course, our nation, our family, and things like that. So if any of those issues you'd love to pray, let me know. But, I mean, we pretty much, there's so much to pray for. I mean, there's so much to pray for. We've got to pray for the election, because that's coming up, and, you know, everybody, urging everybody to get out and vote, because we really need people to vote. We just can't vote in that presidential election and not vote for any other small elections, because that's how the drama gets started. Yes, sir.
Can I pray for a heart after God?
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Lord, I was a people farts got to be here. Yes. Hello? Are you? Oh, I see you. Oh, okay. Okay, I see y'all. Okay. Bye. He said, I'm on here. The story is, hurry up to, trouble. So what am I having? Hi, Elder Connor. How are you?
I'm hanging, girl. I'm good, by the grace of God.
Anyway, like I was telling you, we're going to be praying for, of course, we're praying for our nation and our, you know, our church and our community, praying for you know, faith communities and against criminal activity within our communities. That's what I'm going to pray against that, because that's what's plaguing our communities and making them unsafe, of course. You know, and so then, of course, we want to pray for debt cancellation and wealth and prosperity for the people of God, that debts would begin to be canceled. And like we said last week, how President Biden is trying to get these student loans canceled, these federal along. It seems like Congress is coming up against them. And we want to pray against the wars and rumors of wars for those that are praying in that. We want to pray for the nation and the family, the church, our leadership. We want to pray for that particular peace. And then, of course, believers, we're praying for our heart after God, praying for that the believer will not lose hope and repentance and increase faith. And then in the wealth and prosperity, we're praying for the wealth transfer will happen. The wealth, the Bible tells the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So we're looking for the wealth transfer and also for debt cancellation. Of course, we're praying for healing as always, for our nation and comfort for people and things like that. So anybody can jump in and tell me which one they're going to pray for. We go first and get some worship needs done, and we're going to move forward. I was looking for that. That's what I was out there doing. Oh, you know, I do not like to waste people's time, so I'm frustrated. What in the world is really going on? Okay. Well, I'm gonna get out of there. That's disturbing. Yeah, well. I have never really had this much drama.
Well, that segment of Elder Phyllis Saint, she could speak quite. She got the mind.
Phyllis? Well, we'll go ahead. Let me get this other stuff out. She wants to sing. She most definitely can. She is on the block. That's that. Okay, let me get everybody on. Okay, we ready to go. Okay.
Not really a traditional praise and worship song, but it's just a song that I was thinking.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me get on here. I mean, we got to get us on the, what's it called? Okay, so hold on just a minute. That's it. And let me get everything smoked. All right. I'm getting ready to start recording.
Recording in progress.
Project to the night, we'll get out there. I guess my computer's more on the internet over a little slow today. And who would like to order prayer?
I can start if you want. Recording in progress.
Hold on just a minute. I'll be waiting now.
It's been last
night. Yeah, it's been last night. Okay, we're ready.
Want me to start?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Phyllis is going to pray. I mean, Phyllis is going to sing first. Go ahead, Phyllis. I'm sorry.
I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. A message on my friends for you. It's recorded in His word. Hallelujah. Jesus said it and I look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. It's in His Word. And it's only that you look and live.
Yes,
oh, look and live. My brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in His Word. Hallelujah, it's in His Word, and it's only that you look and live.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Dotson, for doing that beautiful, beautiful selection. Look and live. Look to Jesus Christ and live. It's recorded in His Word. Hallelujah. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Welcome to the Night Watch. We are on here for our prayer. You know, I was over here having my usual technical difficulties, but we're on here and we are ready to go. So we're just so thankful for all of those that will be logging in, those will be calling in, those that will listen to this prayer on later. We thank God for each and every one of you. But we are getting ready to pray and go to God in prayer. I wanted to just talk about one of the prayer requests we had on last week about some student loan debt cancellation. We began to hear a testimony just this week of a letter that was, y'all look in the mailboxes, look in the mailboxes and see if you're going to get your letter in the mail. I'm looking for mine. I'll tell you, I'm going to rejoice till I get it, because it's student loan debt cancellation. Over $90,000 worth of student loan debt was canceled. And so she no longer has to pay that bill. So it is happening. So we're going to keep praying about these various things, and the Lord is going, we believe God is going to do it. Because if He said in Matthew, He said, I think it's Matthew 23 and 19, I think, that says, let me get it so I can read it right. You know, I like to do the word right so we can do this our scripture tonight. I think it's 23 and 19. Let me pull up on my phone so it's easier. Where it talks about us, if when we pray, we must believe that we receive and we shall have what we say. And so I just believe that as we continue to pray and as we bombard heaven, the Lord is going to bless us, and the Lord is going to not bless us all, bless us specifically, but He is going to bless this nation, and He's going to bless our communities, and He's going to bless our churches, He's going to bless our families. This is what I believe. And so I'm just going to keep on, we're going to keep praying until we see the manifestation of God's word move mightily. Because He said, one thing He said about His word, He hastens to perform it. So we don't have to worry about if He's going to perform it. He hastens to perform His word. And so we're so thankful about that, all that God is doing. And anyway, we're going to go ahead and have Sister Becky pray. And I'll find my scripture and read it later. But anyway, go ahead, Pastor Becky.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You right now, Lord, for who You are. We honor You and we adore You and we bless Your name, God. We recognize You as our King of Kings, have our being. It was You that woke us up this morning and started us on our way, God. We have activity in our limbs. God, our minds are functioning and our bodies are functioning. Lord, and we have a mind to serve You simply because You're
Lord,
God.
We
thank
Believe
You, Lord, and
you
we give You praise because You've been good to us. You've been so much better to us than we have been to ourselves. And we bless Your holy name for that right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask right now as we go into this evening
pray,
of prayer,
we
God, that
we
You would allow Your Spirit
it.
To rest on each and every one of us. God, forgive us of our sins and our transgressions, Lord Jesus. If there be anything that we have said or done, God, that
when
is not
appropriate
to You, we ask You to
you
forgive
have
us right
said.
Now in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we ask You to stretch and anxiety off of our people, Lord Jesus, and cause our joy to be full based on our relationship with you in your holy, precious name. Lord, I love you tonight, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. I bless your
glory
name
to God.
Because you're good and you're kind. I thank you, Lord, because I realize and I feel that the release is coming for your people in the name of Jesus. And as we walk in that freedom, hallelujah, we are the sons and daughters that are being set free by the power of God right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
I freedom to each and every one of us, God, that we might go forward and do what it is that you have called us to do.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you right now, God, for bringing the release that is needed by way of prayer. So many of us have been bound, hallelujah,
yes,
by
God.
Our circumstances and bound by our situations. But I thank you for the release that I feel coming right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I
I'm not alive.
God, hallelujah, for how we are able, hallelujah, to come into this place and into this moment to uplift and magnify your name. And I open up my mouth and I give you praise and honor and glory. Oh, God, I bless you right now for being good to us. Oh, God, I pray again, Lord Jesus, for our economy.
Yes,
you know
God.
What's going on in the world right now. We're experiencing inflation as a result of the pandemic. But I pray right now, Father, that as the prices go up on everything that we purchase, you cause our income to increase in the name of Jesus. And I pray that there'll be no lack to the people of God. God, let everything that we touch be blessed. Let everything that we do be blessed. Let everything that we speak on be blessed. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, hallelujah. You said in your word that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. And I pray right now, God, that we walk in that financial freedom. Lord, we heard the testimony about the debt cancellation, the student loans being canceled. And I pray right now, God, that more and more debt get canceled. God, calls us when we open up credit karma, when we open up credit sesame, when we look at our FICO score, Lord, that there be an
hallelujah
in the name of Jesus, because you are wiping out our debt. Lord, I thank you right now for being that provision that cancels debt. And I proclaim right now that each and every week we get another testimony for debt cancellation in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask you that you would be our strength, that you would renew us day by day, that you would give us so much joy, that our joy will be full,
yes,
that our mouth, hallelujah, won't tell a sad story, but our mouth will sing a song unto Zion that gives you praise, honor, and glory. God, let there be a lifting of your people in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, any tears that your people cry, cause them to be tears of joy in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Lord, put sadness behind us. Put weakness behind us and help us to be strong in you and in the power of your might. Lord, I thank you for our children, that they are our saved. I thank you for our brothers and our sisters. They are saved, our aunts and uncles, our cousins, everybody that's connected to us. We pray for their salvation right now in the name of Jesus. God, we don't want nobody to be lost. And we believe that by the power of your word and by your blood, hallelujah, that we are overcome by that precious blood. And we're going to have the testimony of what you've done for these, your people.
Yes, God.
We thank you, Lord, and we give you the praise. We honor you, we magnify you, and we bless your name because you're good and you're faithful and you're holy. In the name of your precious son, Jesus. Thank God, thank God, thank God.
Glory. Elder Tiffany, you ready? Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you today, God. Worthy to be praised. God, a little bit, my love. Worthy to be praised. God, we thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask you to come into our prayer time. We thank you for forgiving us the sins of our mission and commission. Anything that we turn to, thank you, God. Thank you and we bless you. And we come into agreement, you said, wherever two or three gather in your name again is such a new thing where you are in the room. God, thank you that you dwell amongst us on today, God.
Lord,
I pray for this nation, God. I pray for our world, Lord. I pray for our president and his cabinet. I pray for the governmental system. I pray, Father God, for everything that's going on in and around our country. I pray for the elections that are coming up. I pray, Father God, that you would give us the wisdom, knowledge, and revelation that we need to select those people on our docket, God. And, Lord, I know that promotion doesn't come from the north south, but the west comes from the home of honey. God, you said you set down one and you raised up another. And then, so, Lord, I can thank you right now that we can wise in our selection process. I thank you for moving everything out of our government system that's not like you. I thank you, Father God, for rebuking every demonic principality that is in high place, every debauchery, every diabolical scheme of the enemy that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I thank you, Father God, right now that you're moving, even right now, over our prisoner. I pray that you would give him the mind of Christ and let this mind be in him that is also in Christ Jesus. I pray that you would heighten his discernment. I pray that you would give him sight beyond sight. I even pray for a vice president tomorrow, Lord. I pray for your supernatural protection around him. I thank you that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Every time you rise against him, they have the authority to condemn, but this is their attempt to be guilty. I pray, Father God, that you would guide them. I thank you that you would bless, that they would be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in the going in and coming out. I pray, Father God, that they would put into place, Father God, laws and judgments and appoint those, Father God, that you have ordained. And many are called, but few are chosen, the ones you have ordained. And I pray, Father God, that you would everything, Father God, that is not aligning with the blood of Jesus Christ, and what your desire and will is for our nation to get to this natural situation right now. I pray that they would make wise decisions concerning our education system and what's going on with COVID-19 throughout our land. I thank you that they would begin to vote on the things that will make sure that we have the proper medical attention and the things that the hospitals need, that the young people need, and the food, the protection. Father God, beyond that, I thank you right now that you're a healer and you know how to heal, and your healing is in your wings because they call you Jehovah Hosanna. By your son's strength, Lord Jesus, we are healed. And so, Lord, I just thank you from the top to the bottom that everything is healed. I thank you that you're doing a safe and effective in our nation. That if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray,
yes,
that if you speak your faith and turn from all wicked ways, then you would hear the heaven.
Yes, Lord.
So I pray, Father God, that we would not rely on those things that it's not perfect usual, it's not old the way we've always did it. God, you're doing a new thing that holds you to a new thing that is just straight forth, that you're going to make a way in the wilderness. So, God, I thank you that you would teach us, Father God, how to walk worthy in the vocations that you called us to. I pray, Father God, that we would come into alignment with what you're trying to do in our nation, God. I thank you right now, Father, that you will forgive us of our sins. I thank you right now, Father God, that you will heal our land. We speak healing throughout the land. We speak healing in every single one of those symbols, Father, from the judges, Father God, to the senators, to those, Father God, that are running for every area of office. Lord, I thank you. We come against systematic racism. We come against things that would try to hinder the thought process or even wipe out the history of our people, Father God. I thank you right now that everything is coming back into alignment. And so we just decree and declare, even right now, God, your eyes are roaming to and fro looking for somebody to show yourself strong to. And when that enemy comes in like a flood, you set up a standard against them. I thank you right now that you will cover us all, that you will protect our nation. God, I pray for peace, Father God, throughout the world, God. Everything that's going on with Russia and China, dismantlement, Father God, if it be not your will.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
We can pray
you.
Things.
Yes,
God, we thank you right now that things that are trying to come against our nation to destroy it, that if we humble ourselves and that we seek you, Father God, and we turn our face towards you, turn our heart towards you,
thirsted after the water brook. So shall our hearts pant after you as we trust in you, God. I thank you that you will begin to heal our land and heal our nation. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that even the situation, the division, we come against the division in our land, God. I thank you, Father God, that we will become unified because you said a house divided against itself, it could not stand. That isn't just our home, Father God, but that's our nation. We're divided against each other. The word says how good and pleasant it is that brethren should dwell together in unity. So help us to come together in unity. Let us be one in mind, one in body, one soul, one in spirit. And Lord, I pray for our churches, Father God, all throughout the nation, that we would take up a weapon. He said to send for the cunning women and let them take up a willing. That we would send, that we would come together, Father God, that we would unite, that we would be one in the spirit. Believing that you're able to heal our nation, our government, and that spirit of division would come down. We rebuke you, saying you have no authority right now. You have no authority in our land. You have no authority even in our prayer time. I thank you, Father God. You said that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And so, Lord, as we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, Father God, there's some things that we don't have to, that we don't even have to stand for, Father God. And if we just come together and believe, we can pray back the enemy and his devices. And you said we dare not make a, you told the angel, Michael said, I dare not make a railing accusation. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And so Satan, the Lord rebuke you off our children, rebuke you off our nation, rebuke you off of our first responders, rebuke you off of any, our essential workers, rebuke you off of our family, our friends, our loved ones, our government, our system, Father God. I thank you that our infrastructure, Father God, it's been tried to be torn down, that it would come back together line upon line, precept upon precept, but that you would rebuild it. Rebuild our land. Rebuild your church. The church is not a building. The church is the people. And I thank you that Christ in us, the hope of glory, dwells in us. You said that we were the salt of the earth, the city set on a hill that could not be hid. And so, Lord, as we line up, Father God, our nation will begin to line up. They will see Christ in us, the hope of glory. I thank you that some of us will be able to see us and know, Father God, that you live in us. See our government in biblical times. There were a kingdom. And so, Lord, we are kingdom citizens. We are not of this world. We are kingdom citizens with you, Father God. We are joint heirs with Christ. But as we live on this earth, Father God, he said, whatever is loose on this earth shall be loose in heaven. Whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. As we live in this earth, Father God, as your kingdom representatives, I pray, Father God, that our life, Father God, will be living examples, that we will be living epistles of your word, that it would be written in our hearts, that they would see you in us and not see us. Hide us behind the cross. Hide us behind the blood of Jesus Christ, that somebody would want to know you as their Lord and Savior. Even in this time, these last and evil days, God, I pray that we will continue to do what you called us to do. And as we do what you called us to do, I thank you that everything will begin to come into alignment again. And, Lord, I pray that you would just bless us, continue to order our steps, bless in the city, bless in the field, bless in our going in and coming out,
Father
God.
Thank you, Lord.
We pray for judges, Father God, that have to make decisions, God. We pray for our police systems, Lord. We pray for our police system, Father God. We pray for our military, that you would cover them under the blood of Jesus, Father God. And I pray, Father, that you would give them wisdom as they knock on doors or as they have to go out and call, that you would cover them, Father God, but they would make right decisions, that they would move safely against our black men, against our children, against our Latino brothers and sisters. But, Father God, that they would walk in vision. I pray that you would put trainings in place, God, where they would understand how diverse cultures work and that they would have diversity training, Father God. And I just thank you right now that they would begin to humble themselves. Those bad seeds and bad apples of racism and division and debauchery and wickedness, God, we thank you that they've been cursed at the root. And I thank you that a new thing, behold, you are doing a new thing and it will spring forth. And we trust you that you're setting everything in order and in place. And we believe that you're able to do it. We decree and declare it. And we trust in your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And who is man that you're mindful of us? You created us a little lower than the angels, a little lower than Elohim. And so we just thank you right now for what you're doing in us and through us, God. We thank you that even in this prayer time, things are shifting around us. The atmosphere is shifting.
Yes.
Things are changing. You're shifting the atmosphere, our worship, our praise. And it's shifting the atmosphere, God. And I thank you, God, that you breathe Roha, the breath of life on us, that we would be filled with your Holy Spirit.
Thank
fill
you,
every single one of us with your spirit, a fresh and filling, Lord. Fill on the benches, Father God, that would judge the people. Fill them with your spirit. Give them the wisdom of Deborah, God. Rabba-ba-ba.
Glory.
You said Moses, and you told him to set up 12, Father God. You had he set up 12, and I thank you, Father God, that he set up, he was the first one to set up the governmental system, Father God, and you gave him the wisdom to know that he couldn't do it all by himself. And so, Lord, let the people that are in government, that are in leadership, Father God, let them know that they can't do it without you, that they have to trust in you, believe in you, and know that you are the only one in your will. You know, we think we can do things by ourselves. We think we have the power, but all power is in your hands. This and that is in your hands. All power, you have all power belongs to you. And God, I pray, Father God, that as they will put their face to the ground, Father God, put their heart in you, Father God, put their thoughts in you, trusting and seeking you for discernment and understanding and wisdom and knowledge and revelation, Father God, that you begin to continue this, Father God, and that the oracles that you, Father God, have, that your will be done, that it will be established, because you said it would be established on this earth. And so we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ, that always guarantees us an answer. We thank you for what you're doing, even now in our prayer time as we come into agreement. Move throughout this land, honey. By your power and your spirit. And God, let our hearts forever be humble.
Thank you, Lord.
Let our hearts and our minds, our spirit, let us be humble.
Hallelujah.
Let us be humble. You said if we humble ourselves under your
mighty hand,
we would exalt us. So let us be humble. Let us be humble. Humble is the way. Humble is the way for our leaders. Humble is the way.
Yes, God.
Fill us again, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And now once again, oh God, anoint us afresh, oh God. Send your anointing that destroys the yoke, oh God, and breaks every fetter and every chain. Oh God, begin to move in our lives right now and draw us closer to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said, I love them that love me, and they that seek me early shall find me. God, oh, we call out to you tonight, oh God. We call out to you before there's trouble. We call out to you before there's a circumstance. And we say, endow us tonight, oh God.
Yes, God.
We say, yes, to your will, Jesus. And we say, yes, to your way. Oh, God, we cry out to you, Jesus. We thank you for your wisdom.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you that you are God. And we thank you that right now you hear us. But you said, I'm nigh unto them of a broken spirit. And I say, such as being a contrite heart. Oh, God, we come before you broken, oh, God. Ask you to make us over again. Try us, oh, God, and have your way in us, Jesus. We say yes, Lord. Yes to your will, Jesus. Yes to your way today, oh God. You stand in your word, oh God, that your eyes are upon the righteous and your ear are open unto their cry. Oh God, we cry out to you today.
Yes, God.
Bless us, oh God. Let us decrease, oh God, that you might increase the more in us, oh God. We want you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We glorify you. Fill us, Jesus.
Fill us, God. Yes, God.
Fill us, Lord God. Fill us, Jesus.
Yes, God.
Fill us, Lord God. Begin to let your power, oh God, rest in us right now.
Yes,
we come against every stronghold. We come against every principality. We come against the rulers of darkness of this world. We come against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we put on the whole armor of God. And we plead the blood of Jesus. Every spirit contrary to you, oh God, we bind and rebuke in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way. Holy Ghost, have your way now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your healing. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your eyes. We thank you that you're doing it right now, God. In our soul, God. We thank you that you're doing it right now, God. We can feel you, God, stretching out in us right now. We can feel you, God, hearing and answering our requests.
Yes, God.
We can feel you right now, God.
Hallelujah.
No way, God.
Thank
because
you.
We seek your faith.
Yes, God.
You said if you seek first the kingdom of
yes,
God
yes,
and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto you, O God. So we seek your face tonight, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We seek your will tonight, God. You said if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth freely and afraid of not. We don't double you, O God. Doubt you tonight. But we trust you with all of our hearts. And we lean not to our own understanding. We believe right now, God, that you're doing a work in us, God. And because you're saving us from moral, God, we thank you that you're saving our children. We thank you that you're saving our spouse.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that you're saving our loved ones. We thank you that you're turning around situations. We thank you that you're healing bodies. We thank you that you're raising the dead. You said these signs of father that believe. In my name they shall cast out death. Even now, God, we come, oh God, against every spirit contrary to you, oh God. We speak to the minds of the people, oh God. We speak to those that are engrossed with unclean spirits, and we command them to be free in the name of Jesus. Satan, loose your hold. The blood of Jesus is against you right now. You said whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of a good report, take on these things. Thank you for an elevated mind, oh God. Thank you for a mind after righteousness. Thank you for a mind after peace. Thank you for a mind after your will.
Oh, glory.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you,
Jesus.
God.
Oh, God.
Nevertheless, not all will, but thy will be done now. Stretch forth your hand, God. Stretch forth your hand, God. Stretch forth your hand now. Lift a heavy burden, oh, God. Lift a heavy burden, oh God, and draw us closer to you. God, there are things in our lives that would hinder us, oh God. We don't try all the righteousness. Thank you now, God, that you make us white as snow. Thank you now, God, that you give us a heart, oh God, that passed after you. After being passed after the water brook, so on, so long after you. Oh God, and we thank you because you are the source of all supply. We thank you because you are our Savior and our Redeemer. We thank you because you are the keeper and the shepherd of our souls. We thank you that you are our bishop, that you are he that was, he who is, and he who is to come. And even now, God, as we pray tonight, oh God, as we stand in agreement, you said, oh God, that if we touch and agree, that you will be in the midst of us, God. There's more than two or three of us on the line.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, as we praise you, oh God, as we worship you, as we magnify your name, settle among us, oh God, and do a greater work to you. Do a greater work, oh God, down in our souls, Jesus. Change our countenance and let your glory rest upon us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us tonight, God, how to wait in prayer.
Yes, God.
Teach us tonight, God, how to pray through tonight, God. Teach us tonight, God, how to pray the Holy Ghost. Not our will tonight, but thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this prayer time. Thank you for being
thank
young people. Pour out of us, God. And we'll be ever so careful to give your name the praise, the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Elder Connor, do you want to pray?
Thank no, I'll pass. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. Okay. We thank you. Well, I'll go ahead and pray, and then Elder Timberlake, you'll end us up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for mercy and for grace, and we thank you for your loving kindness. And, God, we thank you for just being God. We thank you, Lord, that you're the sovereign God, the omnipotent one, the omnipresent one, omniscient one. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Lord, you are our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? For you are the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for being our fortress and our refuge, oh, God. Your word says that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So, Lord, we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we acknowledge your name Jesus, hallelujah. That name, hallelujah, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved but the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, hallelujah. For all that you have put in place on our behalf, oh God. Lord Jesus, you didn't have to do it, but you've done it out of love. Hallelujah. You loved us enough to go to the cross and die for our sins. You loved us enough, God, to send your son to do so. And then, Jesus, you loved us enough that you sent the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and comfort us. So we thank you for that, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you and we praise your holy name, God. Lord, I ask you, Lord, I'm praying for the safety of these communities, God. Before I even do that, Lord, I just want to praise you, our eternal God. Hallelujah, our God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. My soul makes her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Magnify him with us, oh, God, hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be glorified. Oh, we bless your name and we praise your name for just being so good. We thank you, Lord, for answered prayer. Lord, we thank you for open doors. And we thank you, Lord, for shut doors, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our deliverer. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that you will deliver us, hallelujah, in the things that are not like thee, oh, God. We thank you for being there, Lord, that we want to please you. We want to be obedient to you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I bless your name and I praise your holy name. I give you the glory, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, and I thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are safely on this line tonight. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us through dangers seen and unseen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving us from sins of commission and those by omission. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you've forgiven us of our sins of the thought
thought sins, oh God, things we thought that were unpleasing to you, things we've done that were unpleasing to you. So, Lord, we ask your forgiveness for our sin, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, we glorify you and we magnify you, for you are worthy to be praised. God, I'm asking you, Lord, to bless our communities, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking for safe communities all over this land and country. Lord, we are asking you, Lord Jesus, that we rebuke corruption. Your word says for us not to, in Proverbs, the first chapter, where it talks about, Lord, let us not lay it in wait for somebody to swallow them up, God. And, Lord, you told them, said, wisdom says don't do it. Hallelujah. So, Lord, let them make better choices, oh, God, that they will not be found in cars where people are running in and doing burglaries and stuff like that, and they're caught by association. God, we ask you, Lord, to bless our young people to disassociate themselves with these people, Lord, that mean them no good, that are causing them to be in places and getting in trouble, Lord Jesus, when that wasn't their intent. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke any criminal assault tonight. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, bless those who your word says it speaks against the shedding of innocent blood. It speaks against killing one another. It speaks against it, God. It is not your plan, Lord. And we know it, oh God. So, Lord, we're asking you, Lord Jesus, to go in the minds of people that have set in their heart and their mind today to kill somebody. Lord, we rebuke that thought right now in the name of Jesus. Confuse them, God, hallelujah, that they won't remember what they came out to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, turn around, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke racism right now. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, that every other ethnicity will be able to walk safely, oh, God. They won't have to fear, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you told us, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, that anything we ask according to Mark 11:24, you said if we ask anything, believing we shall receive it, we shall have what we say. So, God, I rebuke it, criminal assault, oh, God. Or some woman is being assaulted, some man is being assaulted, some child. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to intervene right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, we rebuke drug abuse and alcohol abuse. Lord, we rebuke upon that a sexual addiction, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch these women and men and these boys and young girls that have been put in this human trafficking stuff, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless their escape, oh, God. Let them escape, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to bless every mother that is fleeing with her children going to a shelter tonight, God. Lord, we rebuke domestic violence and the anger that fuels it, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But, Lord, we're asking you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, begin to save, set free, and deliver, hallelujah, these minds that come up with diabolical situations, wickedness in their heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word speaks against it. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to hasten to perform your word tonight, oh, God. Lord, we're asking you, Lord, oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for fighting our battles, oh, God. Lord, for being there, hallelujah, through some you fought, some you've given us to do stuff. So, Lord, whatever way it is, let us be victorious, oh, God, like Jehoshaphat was. Lord, when he went and fasted and he prayed and then he sent forth the praises. Oh, God, let us fast and pray and send forth praise unto thee, oh, God, hallelujah. And we're going to watch our enemies begin to be fall by our side, like it said. We'll see 1,000. Fall by our side and 10,000 at our right hand. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. The wicked can't win over the just, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to block everything, oh, God, that will cause somebody to want to run into places and begin to open fire on innocent people. God, we rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, so many sons and daughters have been raised in the way of the Lord, oh, God. But your word promises that they will not, that when they old, they will not depart from it. But, Lord, right now we're asking you to turn the heart and mind of them, oh, God, that their stony heart be turned to flesh, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will give their life wholeheartedly unto thee, Father. Oh, Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke random shootings, oh, God, people going in and just shooting up neighborhoods and things like that. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bind that spirit
financial crime. Hallelujah. These people calling and taking advantage of our senior citizens and taking advantage of people, oh God, trying to get them, Lord, caught up, Lord, that they'll send money. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Give us all wisdom, oh God, hallelujah, because you said you would give it to us liberally and upbraided it not, oh God. But, Lord, we thank you for wisdom tonight, Father. We thank you, hallelujah, for all things, oh God. Somebody has somebody in the hospital, and, Lord, they need your healing virtue to flow. Lord, we're sending the word like you did for the centurion soldier. Oh, God, when you sent the word that his servant was healed that very moment. So, Lord, we're sending your word because we're expecting miracles, signs, and wonders, oh, God. Lord, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless those, oh, God, that want a miracle, Lord, but they have received instruction from you on what to do. Let them be obedient, God, if they want the miracle, Father. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them be like Laban. He didn't the captain. He didn't want to go dip in that muddy water, but, Lord, he went over in there anyway. Hallelujah, and his body was healed from leprosy. Lord, we know that you are a healing God, hallelujah, and we know healing is our portion because you said healing is the children's bread, oh, God. So, Lord, we glorify you for healing us in our mind and in our emotions, for healing us in our body. God, give us the energy we need, Father. In the name of Jesus, to do what you have called us to do. Oh, God, that our limbs and our legs, Lord, we thank you for the activity of it, Father. We thank you, oh, God, for being in our right mind, and thank you for you keeping our mind. So, Lord, we magnify your name, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless every caregiver right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, who are having to care for their parents, oh, God, and hallelujah, our other relatives. God, we ask you to strengthen them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give them the energy they need. Give them the love that let them love unconditionally, oh, God. But, Lord, we ask you to bless them, oh, God, in a mighty way. And, Lord, after they have served, bless them, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we had so many people that needed prayer. Hallelujah, on another prayer line. But, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless them, oh, God. I won't call their names, but, Lord, you know who they are. Lord, we ask you to bless our leadership in the church, God. Hallelujah, that we will come together, oh, God, in prayer, hallelujah, and in other ways, oh, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord, for miracles. Oh, God, everybody under the sound of my voice, Lord, I'm believing you for miracles in their lives, oh, God. Lord, restore the joy of their salvation. Lord, restore them to hope, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, somebody's needing a miracle, God, that their house won't go into foreclosure, that their car won't be repossessed, and that they'll have food on the table. Lord, meet the need, because you said according to your riches and glory in Philippians 4:19. You said, Lord Jesus, that you would bless, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we glorify you. Lord, let us think on whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are of good report. Lord, let us think on those things. Let us speak, oh God, how let us speak positivity and not negativity. Oh, Lord, because power, death and life is in the power of the tongue. But let us speak life, oh God, over our situation. Bless us to speak the word of God and declare the word of God over our situations, oh God. Lord, and then let us walk, continue to give you the glory, continue to give you the praise, and we'll see the manifestation of God's promises. Oh, Lord, we glorify you and we magnify your name. Lord, let us walk holy, for you are holy, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I bless your holy name and I praise your name. God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, oh, to cover our military soldiers all over this land and country. As they are on the wall and on the watch, oh, God, about these rumors, wars and rumors of wars, God. But, Lord, cover them and keep them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to make sure they have discernment, God, that when they are out in the battle, Lord, that they will be able to discern the enemy all around about. There will be no sabotage. There will be no ambushment. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless our local police, our law enforcement officers, all over this land and country.
every paramedic and every fireman all over this land and country, every chief of police, oh God, who is trying to determine how to lessen the crime in their city. Bless them, oh God, with a witty idea and invention, a plan, Lord Jesus, that's fought, that won't fail, God, because you are undergirding it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Begin to stick to the hearts and minds of everybody. De-escalate situations where situations are trying to escalate. Oh, God, we glorify you. Bless our families, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, you know the request I'm talking about, God. Bless, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to bless us on our jobs, God. Lord Jesus, if they need increase, let increase come. But, Lord, also give us witty ideas and inventions, oh, God. Lord, that we can be have streams, multiple streams of income coming in, oh, God. And, Lord, we'll be good stewards, faithful tithers, and cheerful givers. And, Lord, you said you would give seed to the sower. So, Lord, we will sow in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name. And we glorify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we rebuke home invasions, and we rebuke theft, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless you. God, we glorify your name of Jesus. Let our light so shine before me that they'll see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Amen and amen. God, we glorify you. Oh, Eddie, Elder Timberlake, glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great God that you are. Mighty God, we honor you tonight. Oh, God, we give you praise, we give you glory. Oh, God, it's none like you nowhere. None can compare, God. None can compare to you, God. You're God all by yourself. You got all power in your hand. You're sovereign. Oh, God, we bless your name. We bless you, Lord. We honor you, O Majesty. We adore you tonight. We thank you, O Lord, for what you've already done. We thank you for hearing our cry tonight.
Yes, God.
We thank you, O God, for having our ears that's tuned to us, O God. Thank you, God, for looking beyond all our faults and seeing our needs. Thank you, O God, for looking out for us and being our protector and being our shield. Thank you, oh God, mighty God, mighty God, for being our provider. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We honor you tonight, God. We honor you tonight. You're God all by yourself. We love you tonight. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. You loved us when we didn't deserve your love. You yet loved us when we were in sin. You loved us. Oh, God, thank you for your love tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love tonight, Jesus. Thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, how we adore you. How we magnify your name, oh, God. For your name is worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're so worthy of all the praise. You're worthy of all the glory. You're worthy of all the glory, God. Oh, bless your holy name. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Oh, God, you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the life that you've given us. We thank you for a mind to want to serve you. We thank you for a mind to want to seek you. We thank you for a mind to want to seek after you, God. We thank you for a mind, God, to just want to live in accordance to your will and your purpose, oh, God. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. We bless you, Lord. And, God, tonight I pray, God, for mental health. I pray for every individual,
yes,
God, that's dealing with some form of mental health. Those that have been stressed out, dealing with frustration, oh, God. Oh, God, I pray right now, God, that you would touch the minds of the people, God. Oh, God, that the enemy want to keep them in fear and keep them hidden, God, and introverted, oh, God, and make them feel like they can't overcome and can't do better. God, I come against the spirit of defeatness, God. I come against the spirit of depression right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I come against every stronghold, against the minds of your people, oh, God, that's causing men and women to want to do wickedness, God. They'd rather do wrong than to do right. God, I come against the mind of people. God. In the name of Jesus, want to make him feel hopeless. But God, I come against it right now, and I plead the blood against the enemy right now, God. Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Take your hold off of God's people, oh God. I pray, God, for those that are in ministry that's real. God has given up and still defeated and want to walk away. God, I pray for those that are dealing with the spirit of suicide.
Yes, God.
Those
yes.
that are dealing with emotions, God, that they can't handle. Like they are in this world all by themselves, this feeling of love, this feeling of nobody cares. God, right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I pray for peace, peace in their spirit, peace in their mind, comfort to their spirit, oh God. Settle their thoughts, God, in the name of Jesus. God, settle their thoughts right now, God. Help them not to lean to their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge you, God. God, you told us not to be anxious for nothing, oh God. So, God, we pray now that you would settle the minds of people, God. Settle the mind of the leaders, oh God. Settle the mind
yes,
of the
God.
Young men and women, oh God, that's looking to be a part of the group that want to fit in. Let them know what they need is in you. What they're speaking for, God, is in you. The thing that they're longing for, God, is in you. And the enemy wants to trick them and fool them, oh God, and deceive them. But we come against the spirit of deception right now, God. We ask, God, that you would touch the heart of the young people, oh God, that you would open their eyes of understanding, that you would let them be enlightened, that you would surround them with mature, spirit-minded people, oh God, that would be mentors for them, that would be an encourager for them, God, to give them a word and let them know that you have not forgotten them, that you love them and you have needed them and you have a plan for their life, oh God. And oh God, those, God, that are seasoned in the word, are seasoned in life, God, and feeling like it's all over, I pray now, God,
glory.
That you would encourage their hearts, God. Let them know that it's not over, God, until you say it's over. If you still got life, God, you have need of us, oh God. So God, we just thank you for the path that you've given us, oh God. I pray now, God, that the minds of the people become healed. In the name of Jesus, heal our thoughts, God. Heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom and give us knowledge, oh God. Help us to have good judgment. Make good decisions, oh God. God, let your word be a light unto our feet, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, guide us, oh God. Protect us and lead us in whatever we're doing, God. So, Lord, where there's confusion because the enemy is playing with our mind and telling us things against one another, making us think terrible things against one another. What love can abide, but I come against the spirit of division right now, God. I plead the blood of Jesus against it right now, God. God, I pray for unity in families. I pray for unity in the church.
Yes.
I pray for unity in the homes, oh God. When the enemy wants to divide and cause divorce and make people want to give up and walk away from marriages of long time, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in relationships, the few bind together, they've chosen to walk away. But, God, I pray that you would intercede.
Yes.
Only you can. In the name of Jesus, deal with the minds of the people, God. Help them, oh, God, to seek ye first, God. Seek your will first, God. Seek the kingdom of heaven right now, God. Oh, God, seek you, Lord. And let you lead and guide them in everything else that they need, God, that you would provide provision. You promised in your word, God. Oh, God, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. So, God, we thank you for protecting your people, God. Those that are feeling like they don't know what to do. Those, God, in the valley of decision, God, that need clarity. God, we thank you for clarity, God. Show them your plan for their lives, oh, God. Show them what to do. Show them when to move. Show them when to stand still. Show them who to let go. Show them who to start to hold on to, God. Show your people, God. Make it clear, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray now, God, for the people of God, Lord. I come against division in the household of faith. Among those that say we love you, God. Among those that call you our Father. God, I come against the division with the spirit of the devil and the enemy is coming in to just want to cause confusion all over the place, God. But, oh, God, I pray that you would make us one, that you would unite us, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us remember that it's Jesus, that it is all about Jesus.
Yes.
Let us remember, God, that it was Jesus and who has died for us, God, that it is not about us. It is all about you, God. Help us to stay focused, oh God, on who is in charge, in control, oh God. It is you, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now that you would bind us in love, that you would unite us, oh God, that we would grow closer to you, God, as we submit ourselves to you, God, that we'll be able to resist the devil, and he will flee. God, help us first to humble ourselves, God, to be submitted to you, God, so we will have the power, hallelujah, to resist the enemy, oh God, and all his plots and his demons, oh God, and all of his the plots and decisions to come against us and to make us look like you're not with us, but he's already defeated. We're walking in victory. We're standing in victory, and we decree and declare that we're walking by faith in victory. Whatever the spoken request, whatever the unspoken request, God, that they're on the altar before you, oh God. I pray now, God, that you would meet the needs of your people, that you would hear the cry. Hear our cry, oh God. Hear our supplication, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen our loins today, God. For the people that know you, that know their God, should be strong and do great exploits, God. Help us to be strong in your word. Help us to be strong, God, so we can fight the good fight of faith, oh God, so we can intercede for those that grow weak and worn, God, so that we can be an encourager for one another, so we can show love so the world can see the love, God, and see the love that we have for one another, God, and that they would long for it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for every prayer that's been prayed tonight. God, we know you heard us, and we thank you for answering our prayers. Oh, God, we stand, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We come in agreement, oh, God, with every prayer that you would meet the needs of the people, that you would be our protector, that you would be our shield, that you would be our way maker, oh, God, that you would be our God, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would lead God to protect us, that you would be our healer, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for what you've already done. Thank you for the manifestation of your promise. God, help us to hold on, God. Help us to remember that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath, God. Help us to walk in boldness. Help us to walk in the newness of life. Help us to walk in the calling that you've given us, oh, God. Oh, God, when our hands held up high, yet humble in heart, oh God, knowing that our confidence is in you, God, knowing that it is in you that we live, move, and have our being, oh God. We look to you, God, the author, the finisher of our faith. Our hope is in you, God. We can't make it without you, God. Without you, we're just like a ship without a sail. And God, we want you to lead us everywhere we go. Hallelujah. In our homes, lead us. God, in the church house, lead us. Oh, that drives, lead us, God. When we're driving along the highways, lead us, God. I know the most shit I ever say. Lead us, God. We need you in the grocery store. There is no safe place but in your arms, God. Be a shield of protection around your people. Keep the enemy away from us, God. Keep us in safe and from the danger, oh, God. Protect us in our homes, God. Let your guarded angels surround every window, every door, every crack, oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, saturate our yard. Saturate our homes with the presence of the Lord, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what shall be manifested. We thank you for your glory, oh, God, that you've bestowed upon us. We thank you for looking beyond all our faults and sin our needs. We thank you for coming to our rescue. We thank you for opening doors that we've been asking you to open, oh God. We thank you for the doors that you closed that we didn't need, that we didn't realize that we didn't need it, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, for all that you've done, because you've been the best Father that we know, great God, that we know, that we've ever had. And we thank you for your protection and your shield. Speak your word to us, oh God. Oh God, as we speak your word, seek your will for each one of our lives that's on the call, oh God. Oh God, those that are listening later, those that are all over the world, God, those that are tuning in wherever they are, God. He's under our feet. We cast him back to the very pits of hell from which he has come, God. And we pray, God, that you would just anoint your people of God. God, that we can fight the good fight of faith, that we'll hold on to the horns of the altar. That we just stay lifted to you, God, and be steadfast and unmovable and always abiding in your word, oh God. That we'll continue to lean on you, God. And oh God, no, God, we need a discernment to be increased, oh God. In the name of Jesus, so we can discern what's coming before us. So we'll know when to move, we'll know when to speak, and we'll know when to hold our peace, God. Give wisdom, give guidance, give us direction, oh God. Bless each family. Bless my extended family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen, we call those that are not saved. Oh God, that you would minister to their mind, their will, and their emotions. That you would touch their hearts and give them a mind that want to be saved. Those that are saved and struggling, oh God, we pray that you would meet their needs. And those that have walked away, God, that once knew you, oh God, we ask, God, that you would touch their hearts. Stir them up, God. Stir them up so they'll know, God, that they'll have a desire to want to come back home, God. God, that they happen to realize that your arms are wide open, ready to receive it. We thank you, oh Lord, for your arms being open to us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for the love that you've shown us. We can't make it without you. We cannot. We can't make it without you. We need you, God. We need you every moment, every second, every hour, every day. We need you even when we're sleeping, whatever we're doing in our homes, it's all about our business. We need you, God, and we want you to be with us. Hallelujah. Everywhere we go, hallelujah, be with us, oh God. Oh God, we give you praise. We give you honor. We thank you. We pray for every pastor, every leader, every soul leader, oh God. Everybody that's standing for the bloodstained banner. Every Bible believing, caring person. We pray for them now, God, that you would keep them encouraged, that you would keep their hearts lifted up, even in this season when they stand inflation to go up. Oh God, it's a job that's going down. But God meets the need of your people. We are praying and declaring that it shall not, hallelujah, come near our dwelling place. Hallelujah. That you would meet the needs of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That there will be no lack. We come against it right now, God, and we speak that there will be no lack. You said when we decree a thing, it shall be accepted. And so we decree and declare that every need, hallelujah, every need is supplied, every need is met, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen our physical body. Touch us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, God. Heal as only you can heal. Great physician that you are. Protect us from COVID. Protect us from the unforeseen germs and conditions, oh God. Keep us safe.
Yes.
Keep us whole. God, keep us until we're able to come again and pray together as one. In Jesus' name I pray.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, those that are listening under the sound of my voice,
Hallelujah. We speak victory into their lives. We speak deliverance into their lives. We speak, Lord Jesus, that you will cover them with your blood, Father. In the name of Jesus, you will give them a sweet peace. Lord, and you are working on their behalf, hallelujah, even as they sleep, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are bringing forth miracles, signs, and wonders for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, their families will be blessed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, open up the wounds of those that are trying to have children. We ask you to open it up, God. We thank you, Lord, for the new homeowners, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you are giving them, hallelujah. Lord, you're giving them victory, Father, in those areas, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I bless your name and I praise your holy name. Lord, we ask you to bless, hallelujah. Oh, God, that their household will be blessed, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to pay off houses, oh God. And Lord, and let them be able to live in a joy and enjoy the fruit of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, heal bodies, oh God. Lord, whatever it is, if it's just a joint pain or whatever it is, oh God, we thank you for healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, strengthen, oh God. Oh God, strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give them the energy they need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and those that are on the line right now, Lord Jesus, that are married, we ask you to bless their marriages, oh, God. And, Lord, just bless them, oh, God, and let it be abundant. And as we come upon this Valentine's, see, just bless them, oh, God. Thank you for the love in their life. We thank you for the example, Father. Hallelujah, of Sister Johnson, 43 years of marriage, her and her husband. We thank you for that, God. We so thankful. Hallelujah. And, Lord, I'm blessing every single person on this line that desire to be married, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you will send a man. You will send them that Ephesians 5 man, oh, God, and make them that Proverbs 31 woman, oh, God. And for Raphael, Lord, bless him with that Proverbs 31 woman, oh, God, and he'll be that Ephesians 5 man, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to do it speedily, Father, in the name of Jesus. No more jokers, oh, God, hallelujah, but send, Lord, the prince. Hallelujah, send, Lord, the queen for him. Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, Lord. If it's their desire, Father, oh, both of them are lovers like Christ loved the church, Father. We thank you for it, God. Oh, God, in any unspoken request, Lord Jesus, we don't know nothing about, but you know in the depths of their heart. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to meet the need, God. Lord, I know how you judge you. It's a sound, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Some of them are sighing, they're crying, and they're even groaning. But, God, you're putting a plan in place for the deliverance, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. They've been going through some things for a while. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for those with children on the line, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that them children are going to be blessed. We thank you that those children will be saved, set free, and delivered, and working in the ministry, oh, God. Those gifts that you already done planted on the inside of them are going to begin to rise up, and they're going to do to declare the works of the Lord. They're going to do the will of God. Hallelujah, Lord. We rebuke every bad seed that tries to come in, but it will not grow. It is on that ground, that stony ground. It will not grow. It will not come up, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for the miracle, hallelujah, of the children being blessed, oh, God, for the miracle of the children being saved. And, Lord, you said when they're old that they will not depart from you, oh, God. So we thank you for it right now. Oh, God, we glorify you, Lord. Speak to their hearts and minds, oh, God. Let them rise with a new heart and a new mind. Turn every stony heart to flesh, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, let them turn and live. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for everybody on this line, God. We bless you for it, Lord. Whatever their need is, Lord, we thank you that it's already supplied. We thank you that they have no lack because, Lord Jesus, you are our shepherd. And then we thank you for this, Lord, that you will give, that they delight themselves in you, that you will give them the desires of their heart. God, we thank you. Oh, God, in And I even pray over my own life, God. No hard arm in danger, oh God. Hallelujah. Every decision that we make will be a decision that you gave us, oh God, and it will prosper. It will be blessed. Your word says that whatsoever we do will prosper, God. So we thank you for business ideals, and then we thank you for the business owners and those that are entrepreneurs, those that are writing books that need to write a book. Bless them all to come forward, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. No more delay, no more denial, God. Hallelujah. But give us the faith we need and the strength we need, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, for the Lord. And the boldness we need, Father. Let our confidence be in you, God. The music that needs to come forth. I love it, God. It's not too late. Hallelujah. We right on track, and we are right on time. Hallelujah. We thank you for our destiny. Collide with purpose, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah. Oh, for the love of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. We glory God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Now for amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. So we thank the Lord. I'm sending some computers doing strange stuff. But anyway, I don't ever want to leave without doing this. If there's anybody under the sound of my voice that does not know the Lord and the pardon of their sin, the Bible tells us over in Romans 10, 9 to 10. I had some prayer, some paper with it. I don't know where I take keep up with nothing tonight. But anyway, we're going to move on. Anyway, I tell you, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I had all this stuff out in my bag, out in part, in the thing. But anyway, I want to read it, so that's why I'm getting it. Get it.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So I want
to my will I give to you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
I'll do what you say.
Yes, Lord.
To show someone the way.
Yes, God.
And enable me to say,
God, I thank you.
I'll do what you say, you know, to show someone the way and enable me to say my story is you, and I am.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Yes,
you do.
I'm
available
to
you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Thank you. Yes,
God.
I'll do.
Thank you.
And enable me to say my story is empty, and I am available to you. You got it, Denise?
Amen. You know what? I don't
my
know.
My story and I am available. My story is empty.
Yes,
yes.
And I am available.
Come on, minister.
My story is empty.
Yes.
And I am available. My story.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you so much, Elder. Thank you, Lord. We were just, I was going to read Romans 10:9-10. I just read it. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that Christ is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth and unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So that's what the Bible tells us about that. And so we want to just invite you. I think I'm having extra drama today. I got about 10 word documents that are not, so I don't even know what that is. But anyway, it is what it is. I'm not going to let you, I'm not. So all I want to do is, if you need to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, just repeat this after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am a sinner, and I need to be saved. Lord, I believe in my heart,
Lord, I believe in my heart
that Christ has, that you raised him from the dead.
That you raised Christ from the dead.
And he is my Savior.
And he is my Savior.
So, Lord, save me today, a sinner.
Lord, save me today, a sinner.
And, Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. And Lord, I'm also asking you, Lord, to come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And Lord, save me today. Fill me with the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Save me today. And fill me with the gift of the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name
we pray. Amen and amen. I believe if you prayed that prayer, any version of it, and you were sincere in your heart about giving your heart to the Lord, I believe you are saved. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family, because God is amazing. He is. We're not just, we are adopted into his family. So he loves us. He loves you, and I want you to always know that how much he loves you. He died. Jesus sent his son. The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And praise God and rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You know, I was thinking
Amen.
About that today, and I thought about, you know, from the perspective of how, you know, we everybody, you know, they want to go viral, they want likes, they want all of this. But I'm just thankful that my name is written on the Lamb's
Amen.
Book of Life. You know, my name may not be, I might not have a million followers, but my name, glory, is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I'm telling you, that means more than anything when you think about that. Because when he comes back, I want to be ready to go back with him when he comes. So I want to be ready to go back with the Lord when he comes. Because one thing I don't want to do is be down here on earth and hear him say, well, I never knew you. Depart from me. Oh, my God. I don't want to know that. I don't want that to be my story. And I know nobody on the line wants that to be his story. So we're so thankful that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so thank you for all of those that will even listen to this prayer later, those that joined us on Instagram that were on there. Thank you for joining us on Instagram. Thank you for the ones that joined us on Facebook. And then this prayer will be on YouTube on my page. It's Denise Bryson Ministries, and I think it's the author, 180 Impact. But if you look at Denise Bryson Ministries, I always a Caucasian lady come up, but that's not me, clearly. But anyway, so go to Denise Bryson Ministries on YouTube and like my page, subscribe to my page. I would be thankful for that. And then if you were blessed by this prayer, like and share it. Please like and share. Share it on your page so somebody can help. Let's promote prayer. Let's share the gospel. Let's share what God is doing. So do that if you would. I'd be so greatly appreciative of that. And anyway, and then all of these beautiful people. Tiffany, you have something coming up. You want to announce it? What are you talking about? R.A. Random Act of Kindness. Tell us about that.
Rock Friday. It's Rock, R-A-K, it's an acronym, but it's pronounced Rock. It is Random Act of Kindness. It's something that God gave me. Every Friday, I try to pick somebody that, unbeknownst to them, and just be a blessing to them. And being a blessing to them, I'm encouraging everybody that is on tonight. It doesn't even have to, it could be a family member, it could be a first responder, it could be a teacher, it could be a struggling or an honor student, it could be somebody that's home, it doesn't matter. It could be the person that, behind you at Starbucks. But just pay it forward, because you never know, you might be the only Christ, the only God, the only Jehovah they see.
Exactly.
Because we are an extension of God. We are his living epistles. We're the windows. He said, I open the windows of heaven, I pour you out a blessing you don't have room enough to receive. And, of course, there's no window. We are the extension of God. Our hands, our giving, our what we pour into other people is part of those windows. And so if we pour into others, God pours into us. Matter of fact, I had sowed a seed, and this is kind of a little brief testimony. I know we're trying to get off, so I'll be quick. And I didn't really think about it. And yesterday my car wouldn't start. And so everybody at the job kept saying, oh, you know, it's probably your regulator, it's probably your operator, because of the year of my car. And it's a 2010, and it's been paid for a long time. But they were looking at the fact, but it's still in very good condition and still, you know, looks fairly new. And so they were looking at the year, and they were like, oh, well, you're probably going to end up, that's probably the end of that car. But what they didn't know was a year ago, I was in a really bad wreck. And somebody rear-ended me the week before Thanksgiving. Well, when I took it in, I told them I didn't want them to total it out. And I told them that because I didn't want a car, no, we were in the middle of a pandemic, and in the pandemic, and I was not working full time. I could not at that time, you know, really afford to have a car note. And so I said, I do not want a car note. Whatever you can do. I need my car to run. So when I went to pick up my car, because it was pretty much, you know, kind of bashed in, the whole back end was bent under. And when I went to pick up my car, the guy said, oh, you don't. He asked me, the owner came out and asked me, do you want to sell your car? And I was like, no. He said, I have a son in college. Do you want to sell your car? I said, no, I really don't. And he said, well, I can get you anything out here you want. I said, well, who's going to pay for it? Are you giving it to me for free? Because I'm getting ready to drive off in the car that's free that I own. Then the maintenance guy came out. And he said, test drive, take it around the corner. Make sure everything's okay. I said, okay. And the owner came back. He said, you sure you don't want to trade? My son is in college, and this model is the model that everybody's trying to get. I said, I'm pretty positive that I like driving for free, you know, in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came back, and he said, I'll put you a 2020 in there. I said, you put me a 2020? He said, look up under the hood.